going to be joined by someone who I've heard of, Holly Flanders. She was raised in Candia, New Hampshire, one of the premier U.S. downhill ski racers who grew up skiing at Pat's Peak. She was the first American, actually, to have impact on the World Cup downhill tour. In 1982, she won her first World Cup in Austria. And she did really well on the world stage and right here from New Hampshire. And we're also going to hear from Brian Fairbank, who's a member of the Professional Ski Instructors Americans demo team and manager of ski areas. But he's done a lot over the years. He helps host the Hans Schneider Vintage Ski Race at Cranmore Mountain that will be coming up, I believe, this weekend. And he's recognized for doing an awful lot. And both of these individuals are going to be joining the U.S. Skiing and Snowboarding Hall of Fame. Brian joins us. Brian Fairbank, again, member of the Professional Ski Instructors of America's demo team. He's chairman of the Fairbank Group. And let's start with Brian. This is quite an honor. Thanks for joining us, GMI Studios, and through our good friend Dan Egan. Brian, congrats, and tell us a little bit about what you're feeling about this recognition.
Well, it's a great honor when you look at being immersed in skiing since you were a little kid and being passionate about it all the way through your life. The ability to get recognized after spending so many years in this industry is a great honor.
And I guess, you know, you've done a lot. You've been on the ski instructor side. You've managed ski areas. You've been a part, I think, of ownership groups. When you look back, what is the part that really makes you smile? Is it just being part of the industry and part of the skiing and the family thing, or what was it?
Well, I think the skiing portion of being in the business on a day-to-day basis is really part of having an organization that feels like family and trying to deliver an experience for your guests that, you know, makes them feel, you know, like they're wanted. That's probably been a big motivator. I can tell you getting involved on a national level, I spent 20 years in the NSAA board or immersed in activities with NSAA, and it became an extended family. I can remember going to annual conventions and being sad to leave because I had so many friends in the industry that I cherished the relationship with. And so I think relationships is a big part of, you know, what I've enjoyed in the industry.
And again, Brian Fairbank, Fairbank Group. Is your group, do you own Jiminy Peak in Massachusetts and Cranmore in New Hampshire? I know, I think you're also involved in Bromley in Vermont. Is that correct?
Yes, we have a management contract for our partner who owns Bromley, and we are part owners of Jiminy Peak and Cranmore on an equal basis with our partner,
Cranmore.
Joe. And
before we bring in Holly, Cranmore has such a great history because I just mentioned the Hans Schneider, but Cranmore Mountain has come so far, right in North Conway, sort of I call it the downtown, and you know, you look at the history of that. Is that special to you?
Yeah, it really is special, and it's probably one of the we got immersed in Cranmore because of Ben Wilcox. He's such a wonderful individual, and he made all the difference. But all three of the mountains have a great deal of heritage. They either were started in the 30s or 40s, and so there's a great track record of longevity of people on the staff, from ski school to ski patrol to lift operators, and it really is a bond that is unique. Because of the longevity, and I think that creates this culture that carries forward because it's got the inertia to keep it going.
Well, Brian, congrats. And again, I remember Ben Wilcox from his days at Bretton Woods with Chris Elms. I wish you the best and congrats on being named into the Hall of Fame for skiing and boarding. It's very appropriate, and you're welcome to stay with us or not, but I'm going to bring in Holly Flanders. Holly's a name I've heard over the years. She was raised in Candy. I believe she was a big, famous Pat's Peak ski team alum. But really what's cool is she hit the world stage before, you know, of course, Bodie Miller doing so well on the men's side, and we were hoping for Michaela Schifrin to do better in the Beijing Games. But she won her first World Cup in Austria in 1982. She was second in the Women's World Cup downhill standings, which is amazing. One of the highest placement in downhill for any woman from the U.S. for over a decade. Amazing story. Holly Flanders going to the Hall of Fame. Thanks for joining us, GMI Studios. Good morning, New Hampshire. Congrats, Holly.
Why, thank you. It's great to be with you this morning.
So what's it like to go back to, now I know a little more about skiing than I may pretend, been involved in it a lot of decades, but, what I love about Pat's Peak and the family that owns it is they somehow amazingly always have a successful season. The mountain's vertically challenged, as they say, but a race course is a race course. So how it started at Pat's Peak, correct?
Yes. Well, actually, I started skiing at Mount Sunapee. We skied there as a family when I was a kid. And then my sister, Deb Flanders, decided that she wanted to ski race. And she is 5 years older than me. So we joined the ski team at Sunapee, and she went on to be one of the most promising downhill ski racers on the World Cup downhill circuit, but she broke her leg at the age of 17 and couldn't ski at that level anymore. So age of 21, she was coaching at Pat's Peak, and I joined that team. And from I learned how to let the skis run, and, you know, I stand on her shoulders.
But what was it like to go from, and I'd met Bodie Miller over the years, and I could ask him the same question, to go from Pat's Peak or Sunapee to a downhill course in Austria and win a downhill world, I mean, all the skiers in the world, Switzerland, Italy, you know, Norway, I mean, what was that first World Cup win like for you?
Oh, it was amazing. And, of course, you know, I say I went from worst to first. I didn't show a lot of potential as a young skier. But to actually win a World Cup was like, wow, me? That's incredible. but I was so focused on it. I wanted it so much. And I had decided that I was going to give my best to be the best at downhill. And I just kept with it. It was a long haul.
What's your take on Michaela Schifrin? Not the Olympics she wanted, certainly, but what's your just take on her as an incredible athlete, incredible person?
Oh, I admire her. I really respect her so much. She is an amazing talent and a gracious, graceful, wonderful champion. And, of course, we saw at the Beijing Olympics how hard that was for her, and she was so graceful about it. Mm-hmm. She'll be back. She's just an amazing person, and how great that the young kids have her as a role model.
Right. Well, Holly, yeah. Before we let you go, what are you doing out of Park City, Utah these days?
Well, today I'm going to be skiing with a group called the Skiing Grandmothers. I'm a grandmother. I have a four-year-old grandson. And somebody put together this group. So I'm skiing with them. But also I have a book coming out.
Awesome.
That, you know, it's getting close. My old teammate, Kristen Cooper, is editing it, and she's amazing.
Cool.
But it's kind of like the secret to going from worst to first, and the seven decisions that I learned along the way getting to the top, and they relate to life because sport is a fantastic metaphor for life.
Sure is.
So I'm excited to get that out.
Well, Holly Flanders, congrats, and going to the Hall of Fame, the U.S. King, and Brian Fairbank, thank you both very much briefly for joining us on our network of news talk stations. Good morning, New Hampshire. Thank you both very much, and congrats.
Thank you very much.
Good day.